From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon and happy Memorial Day weekend to everybody. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was, of course, John Mellencamp with Small Town, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, both at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston, and also the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April on Daniel Island. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's show is coming to you from Charleston Amish Furniture. And Charleston Amish Furniture has a big sale going on this weekend. It's happening right now. And plus, if you don't make it by today, you should stop by on Monday, because they're going to be grilling chicken and offering a free chicken dinner to anyone who stops by. And I believe Rob told me it's like a half a chicken plus half a barbecue chicken plus Amish noodles, which I've never had before, but he said they're very good, and plus an Amish cookie that you get. And so It's Charleston Amish Furniture's way of giving back to the community. And if you haven't been into their new store, they're located in West Ashley, you should definitely give it a try. And we'll be talking with Rob Pinion with Charleston Amish Furniture in just a minute. We'll also be talking with Hayward Townsend, a landscape architect with Living Design Landscaping, Marty Uchin with CertaPro Painters of Charleston, Steve LeFave with Handyman Connection, and also Patrick Stewart and Brian Jordan with Holy City Exteriors and Holy City Shutters. Well, I did mention the Charleston Fall Home Show. Our home shows typically take place the last weekend of the month, last weekend in January, last weekend in August. And I know that sounds like a long time away, but it will be here before we know it. And we are just about sold out. Each of our home shows usually sell out. If you own a high-end home-related company and you might want to be part of the Charleston Fall Home Show, you can give us a call at 843-577-7652 or just look up Charleston Home and Design on the web. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Charleston Amish Furniture, and they're located at 1401 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard in West Ashley, right across the parking lot from Publix. And now we're talking with Rob Pinion with Charleston Amish Furniture. How you doing, Rob?
Doing well this morning. Welcome in.
Sure. Rob, take a moment and tell everybody about Charleston Amish Furniture.
Charleston Amish Furniture is 30,000 square feet of handcrafted Amish furniture from the master craftsmen up in Ohio and Indiana. We carry living room, bedroom, dining, outdoor, and kids furniture.
Good deal. Well, we're going to get into some of the quality furniture that the Amish build for Charleston Amish Furniture here in a second. But right off the bat, I want you to talk about the big Memorial Day weekend sale that you've got going on right now.
We have a huge Memorial Day sale going now through Monday, the 28th. And they're special 15 to 40% off on living room and dining room, 40% off on Amish furniture. That rarely happens. So mm-hmm. It's a great time to come in and take care of your needs in your living room and your dining room.
Wonderful, wonderful. Mm-hmm. And that sale's going on today. And is Charleston Amish Furniture open on Sundays?
We are not. We're closed on Sundays.
Gotcha. So you're closed tomorrow, and then you reopen on Monday. For the big sale. And you've also got something really special going on Monday as well.
We are. We're having a free chicken barbecue dinner. Barbecue chicken, homemade Amish noodles, and homemade Amish cookies.
Wow.
Party starts on the deck at 11 a.m.
Oh, my goodness.
On Monday.
Wow. That's how generous of Charleston Amish Furniture to be doing something like that. I mean, sometimes you hear about free hot dogs at the car lot or the auto dealer or something like that, but barbecue chicken, that's pretty high up.
It is. Twice a year we like to do something special for our customers and the community.
Mm-hmm.
At Labor Day we do a Low Country Boil, and for Memorial Day we'll make it a tradition to do barbecue chicken. Mm-hmm. That seems to always be a favorite in the spring.
Good for you. Well, I think that's just an indication of when you come to Charleston Amish Furniture, you should expect first class all the way, and not just for the big barbecue chicken dinner that you're offering on Monday, but also the furniture here at Charleston Amish Furniture. And talk for a minute about the Amish people and the quality products that they fabricate.
The Amish, they build furniture, and we pull from 50 to 60 different builders up in the Ohio and Indiana area. The Amish, because of who they are, their craftsmanship is very, very important to them. And they only use premium hardwoods, premium conversion varnished finishes. They don't mass produce anything. Each order is a special order. For example, with our dining room tables, you can mix and match tops with bases, chairs with tables. You can get it in any size or dimension, length, width, height. You can mix and match tabletops with bases, chairs with tables, 7 different woods, over 100 different stains. Historically, if you go back 60, 70 years in time, most of your quality hardwood furniture was built up in the Hickory area mm-hmm. of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Well, back in the 90s, early 2000s, they started shifting production overseas. And with that, you have a lower quality wood, you have spray-on lacquer finishes, a lot of veneers and laminates and
some
particle furniture.
Board, yeah, I was gonna say.
So the Amish is really the last vestige of true, handcrafted furniture here in the United States.
American-made
by American people
mm-hmm.
with real hands.
Right, right. I guess when I think of Amish-built furniture, I think of an heirloom, something that it's not going to be a throwaway item. And we've all bought sofas that wear out, and we throw them away, mattresses of course, but there's not very much furniture that you can say I'm going to pass this on to my kids, and they're going to be able to pass that on to their kids and so on. But you definitely, if you buy something at Charleston Amish Furniture, you're going to be able to pass that on to your children and grandchildren.
That is so true. This is generational furniture. By generational, I mean it goes from the mother and father to the son or daughter, then to the grandchildren. The quality is there. It lasts.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lady who came in, and she was wanting to match a dining room set that she'd inherited from her grandmother, and it was short one chair. And she came in and said, you know, can we match this? Well, sure. We actually recognized the design and the builder, and we ordered her a chair, and it matched perfectly. And this dining room suit was close to 50 years old.
Mm.
So we had that ability. And with the Amish, they look at each order as a special order.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to even say special order because it is an order.
Yeah.
And because they don't mass produce anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one at a time. And, you know, sometimes, you know, that will stretch out the lead times to 6, 8, 10 weeks on the outside. But it's worth the wait.
Mm-hmm.
And the value is always there. The value is there because the Amish, they don't have large corporate overheads. They don't have large marketing budgets. There's small woodworking shops. And, you know, there's 2-3 generations of families working in the woodworking shop. So the value is there because you're not having to pay for all that corporate overhead expense. So, yes, you may have to pay 5 or 10% more than you find at some of the national chains for imported furniture. But it's something that's going to last, you know, 3, 5, 10 times longer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's worth it.
Getting what you pay for is, I think, a true statement mm-hmm. when it comes to quality furniture that you have here at Charleston Amish Furniture.
Yep.
I mean, you can buy it cheaper elsewhere, but it's not going to last.
I had a lady come in the other day, and she was standing there. I could tell she had an upset look on her face. And I said, you know, what's the matter? And she says, I'm not happy. And I said, why aren't you happy? She said, in the last 11 years, she says, I have bought 3 dining room sets.
Oh, my goodness.
And she said, I just paid off the last one. And she says, and for the last 11 years, I've had a crappy dining room set.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'm looking at this. She said, I could have bought this once. And she said, I could have had a beautiful dining room set for the last 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I want this one right here.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, that's the way that works.
Yeah, I remember my first boss out of college. He was telling me that, you know, buy if you're going to buy like a dining room set, if you can't afford it all at one time, you know, buy a couple chairs at a time or something. You know, just so that you can. You can end up with a full set that ends up being really good quality that's going to last for a long, long time. Well, I did want to ask you about some of the new things that are happening at Charleston Amish Furniture. Talk about the kids' corner, the kids' furniture.
We have added a kids' corner. It includes cribs, changing stations, dressers, nightstands, bunk beds. And the cribs, it's a cribs to college type of program to where literally it goes from a crib to a toddler bed to a full bed. So you can buy it once and you can have it for the full life of your child.
Mm.
And we're finding that parents and grandparents love that.
Right.
Because it gives them the opportunity to have something of really good quality that will last until they go off to college.
Right, mm-hmm. right. It feels like the word value is something that it has in common with everything that you're saying here today.
It is, and the cribs are made of the premium hardwood and conversion varnish finish, just like the rest of our furniture.
Right, right. And I'm sure young parents are thinking, gosh, that's going to save me down the road. I can make this initial investment, and my kid will be able to use this furniture for years and years and years.
And it will last.
And it'll last. It'll look good, too.
The neat thing about conversion varnish finish, particularly when you're talking about kids, with a conversion varnish finish, you can set a drink down on it and let it sweat, and it's not going to leave a ring.
Mm.
You can set a hot coffee cup down on it. It's not going to leave a ring. If it leaves a ring, let me know. I'll replace it.
Wow.
We at our other store in Landrum, South Carolina, we've been there 13 years, and I've never had to replace a table. So you know that you're getting something that's going to last and will stand up to the rigors of small children.
Right, right. And also, Charleston Amish Furniture has added a line of outdoor furniture?
We have. We've expanded our outdoor furniture line. We're now selling pergolas and gondolas made by the Amish. Neat thing about it, you can get a standard size or you can do a custom size. We have customers coming in, they're changing the width or the height or the length of it to fit their patios.
Mm-hmm.
It can come in, of course, the stained preserved wood, or you can get it in the polywood, which is literally maintenance free.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to rot, it's not going to fade, it's not going to warp. Once a year, go out there and hose it off with a garden hose, and you're back to new again.
Very good.
Just a great product.
So people can, and kind of describe what a pergola is.
A pergola is used for shade. It typically has a post on all four corners, and then I have some decorative railing across the top, then the slats through there to still allow the natural sunlight to come in, but still provide shade.
Gotcha.
It's clearly an outdoor fixture that you can use year-round.
So it's kind of a seating area that you could maybe have a fire pit underneath if
yes.
you wanted,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. For the winter time, but it breaks up the sunlight. You have some nice shade under there,
mm-hmm.
and so Charleston Amish Furniture, besides furniture, you're selling these pergolas as well, and you've got some other. What was the gondolas that you were just mentioning?
A gondola is similar to a pergola, but it is you can enclose it either with screen or glass and make it a year-round structure, and it's also great for keeping the mosquitoes away.
Interesting. Oh wow, cool! And then, you've got a full line of outdoor furniture as well. And is that all built by the Amish people?
Yes, all of our furniture is built by the Amish. The polywood furniture is ideal for the Charleston climate because it's not going to warp, it's not going to fade, it's not going to rot. The color and the texture goes all the way through. It's very easy to clean with just a garden hose. We call them our forever chairs.
Mm-hmm.
All the hardware is stainless steel. When you purchase one of those, it's definitely going to last you a lifetime.
That's great. That's great. Well, don't forget, Charleston Amish Furniture has a big sale going on right now this weekend, and you can come in today. What are the hours today?
10 to 6.
10 to 6 today, and then Charleston Amish Furniture is closed tomorrow, but then you reopen on Memorial Day Monday for your big Memorial Day weekend sale, and you've got the barbecue chicken dinner on Monday as well.
Starts at 11. Party on the deck. Come join us. It'll
and
be a
it's
lot
completely
of fun.
Free.
Completely free.
That's awesome.
Half chicken, Amish noodles. And if you never had Amish noodles, that's a real treat. And
what are Amish noodles?
Amish noodles is an egg type noodle.
Okay.
It's really hard to explain.
Kind of a pasta salad.
It's kind of a brothy chicken noodle type.
Interesting.
And, very delicious. It's very buttery, rich, and creamy, and then you got the Amish cookie to top it off with. So it's a complete meal.
Oh well, well, definitely come out and try those Amish noodles and the delicious barbecue chicken dinner on Monday starting at 11 o'clock. And how can folks get more information about Charleston Amish Furniture?
You can give us a call at 843-225-2513, or you can visit our website. We've got a beautiful website, www.charlestonamish.com.
Charlestonamish.com. Okay, great. Well, we've been talking with Rob Pinion with Charleston Amish Furniture, and thanks so much to Charleston Amish Furniture for hosting today's radio show. Thanks so much, Rob.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Charleston Amish Furniture. And they're located at 1401 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard across from Publix in West Ashley. And you don't want to miss their big Memorial Day weekend sale that they've got going on. They're open today until 6 o'clock. And then on Monday, they open at 11, and they've got a big free barbecue chicken dinner that they've got going on for everyone. So everyone's invited on Memorial Day Monday for their big barbecue chicken dinner that they're offering here at Charleston Amish Furniture. And now we're talking with Hayward Townsend with Living Design Landscaping. How you doing, Hayward?
I'm doing great.
Good.
How about you?
I'm fine, thank you. Yeah. Take a moment, Hayward, and tell everyone about Living Design Landscaping.
Yes. I am a landscape architect, and at Living Designs Landscaping, I'm owner of. We do everything from landscape designing and even looking at topography and grading and such to the installation side. So we're there and put the plants in. We do all the work for you. And then as well, at the end, we do the maintenance as well. So kind of try to make it a full package service.
It's turnkey, and that's a little bit different from a lot of other landscape architects in town that might draw the plans and then hand it over to an installer to actually install the plan that they drew. But
right.
Living Design Landscaping, you folks not only draw the plans, but also install, do the installation.
Exactly. And it's wonderful. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, as a designer, I love, you know, I think and create about these things. And then to see it and be a part of the actual installation and to put it in and it almost becomes like my baby too, you know.
Right.
And then conversely, even at the tail end and maintaining it to make sure it stays nice and whatnot for our customers, is very gratifying job. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm very blessed to be able to do all of it.
Well, that's great. Congratulations on that. How long have you been a landscape architect, Hayward?
I've been licensed probably about 22 years or so, and I've been working in the area. I used to work with a couple of different local firms. One was a landscape architecture firm, another was an engineering firm. But then I got into the residential design build market, and boy, it's just to be able to create places and spaces for people to relax and enjoy and do family things, or maybe a quiet area off to the side to read a book or whatever, has just been fantastic. Mm-hmm. And it just lets the imagination run wild and create wonderful things for people to enjoy for many years, hopefully.
So. That's great. What's the difference between a landscape architect and then maybe someone who might be a landscape designer or mm-hmm. is able to draw a plan for you for your backyard, for example? And who needs a landscape architect?
Yeah, obviously landscape architects can do landscape designs as well, but really when there's, you know, the school of study goes into a lot of different things, environmental conditions and even especially like I said earlier with grading and topography. I know the last couple of years we've had a lot of flooding and problems with storms and such, and there's ways to kind of capture that and protect your homes and places with the right, you know, way to, you know, grade and such. But also, you know, so things like that, if anything particular comes up, we can handle that as well. Also, of course, there's the plant knowledge thing. A lot of designers know a lot about plants, but we try to stay on the cutting edge. And then we also think more spatially than, you know, this plant would look good here and this plant would look good there. We're more the mindset of, well, let's create a space for you to enjoy, you know, sitting and having your morning cup of coffee, or maybe there's a transition space to walk through and enjoy walking to this destination. So we're more about thinking about spatial relationships and the actual functions of living outdoors.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, I know some homeowner associations require you, if you're building a new house, they require mm-hmm. that you hire a landscape architect, and you don't see them saying you can hire a landscape designer, because not all landscape designers mm-hmm. are the same, and you might not get a good one,
right.
For example. And
right.
So the HOAs say, no, we know we're going to get a good quality product with a landscape architect, so you have to hire a landscape architect in order to design your the landscape on your property. And mm-hmm. What's the reason why they require a landscape architect?
Yeah, I tell you, you know, when I use that stamp on the drawing, that says it all right there. It's like, okay, this is me, you know, I'm liable, the buck stops here kind of thing. So again, whether it's, you know, grading and even tree protection and looking at different things on the site and site analysis kind of things, but it does, it just makes sure that it's done right, it's done well, it's professional, and we work a lot with a lot of different homeowners associations and have really good relationships with them, because we all kind of want the same thing, and, you know, so it's, yeah, I think they're just looking for someone who's definitely going to own up to things and make sure it's done right.
Well, yeah, in a neighborhood like Daniel Island, for example, mm-hmm. they want to maintain the standards, which
right.
translates to maintaining the values of the property out there. And
exactly.
So they don't want, you know, one house to maybe not look so good and have, you know, have flooding and this and that, because mm-hmm. that might also affect the value of some of the surrounding properties too. So they want mm-hmm. everyone to have good, high quality landscape design, and that's why they require a landscape architect.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Well, good deal. Well, what are some of the challenges that as a landscape architect that, because I've heard stories in the past about, you know, I hired this landscape designer and I've got all this flooding and they didn't do it right. And then they, mm-hmm. they bring in a landscape architect to sort of fix the problem. But the homeowner in the meantime has already spent tens of thousands of dollars.
Right, right, exactly. And it does cost a little money to hire a landscape architect up front, but we look at the whole picture. You know, I usually look at a site. I'm not just thinking, you know, throw, like I said earlier, just a few shrubs over here or there. I'm thinking, first of all, make sure the site is right, and that if there is like a low spot in the yard, is there a way to drain that out that won't impact the neighbors? Or is there a way to incorporate that into the landscape design to where it handles the flooding, but it doesn't become an eyesore or a mosquito pit? And, you know, like rain gardens is one thing we've been doing a lot lately, and it's, you know, providing plants and things that kind of soak up those low air spot water and look beautiful. They actually become focal areas.
I think just using myself as an example, when we built our house, I knew that I wanted certain elements in our backyard, and I sat down with some graph paper and tried to figure out, you know, where things would go, and I could never do it, and so I had to bring in a professional, and that's what a landscape architect can bring to the table.
Exactly, and it does. It seems easy in your mind until you're right when you start putting that pen to paper, because, you know, and even, you know, it is a challenge, and we go through several scenarios of how things could lay out and figure out what functions best for somebody's lifestyle. You know, mm-hmm. they entertain a lot, they want a patio that opens up onto a lawn, or do they want a private area off to the side where they just like to have that, you know, catch that morning sunrise and enjoy a cup of coffee with a book, or all these different things. So we try to arrange it to where it really flows well with their lifestyle and how they use the property and their house too.
Right. So the homeowner could say to Living Design Landscaping, okay, mm-hmm. I want a fire pit. I want a patio seating area over here. I want a path to go through from this to this. I want, you know, just give you a list, and mm-hmm. you're able to creatively make it all happen in a way that looks beautiful and is probably easy to maintain.
Exactly. And some people have their ideas of, okay, I want this over here on this side of the yard and this over on that side of the yard. And we'll look at that, and if it doesn't seem like it's working, you know, we'll let them know. We'll even come up with an alternate scenario to say, hey, what do you think about maybe doing this instead? And that way, you know, a lot of times people are like, oh, I never thought of it that way. That's even better. So, yeah.
That's what you get. That's the difference between a landscape architect and anyone else, is you're able to present ideas to the homeowner that they may have never thought of on their own. And that's the value that you're bringing. Well, how can folks get more information about Living Design Landscaping?
Yeah, well, we've got, you can always visit our website, which is livingdesignslandscaping.com. And there's a contact plug there. We're actually still working on it, so it's pretty limited right now, but I just saw some mock-ups of what's coming, and it's looking pretty good. Or you can just call the office directly at 843-640-3761. And if no one's there, leave a message, but, you know, we're usually around, and just let us know what you need.
Well, good deal. And the nice thing about Living Designs Landscaping is they're not just going to draw the plan, they're going to install it, and then they can maintain it for you afterwards, mm-hmm. which is a complete turnkey package.
Exactly. Well, and real quick, we do small jobs, big jobs. We do all sizes. Some people are like, oh, he's a landscape architect, I don't know if I want to, I just want to enhance the front yard or something. And that's fine. You know, we don't have to go into a full-scale landscape architect kind of thing for that. But we certainly can help out with enhancements and, you know,
that's good to know. No job too small.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we've been talking with Hayward Townsend with Living Designs Landscaping. Thanks so much, Hayward.
Thank you, too.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Charleston Amish Furniture, and they're located at 1401 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard across from Publix. And they have a big Memorial Day weekend sale going on right now. So you can stop by today, and you can also stop by on Monday. And they're having a big free barbecue chicken dinner that they're offering to everyone. So if you don't get a chance to stop by today, stop by on Monday for their free barbecue chicken dinner. And they think they told me that it's like a half a chicken and Amish noodles that they're, and an Amish cookie that they're offering everyone. So, but now we're talking with Marty Uchin with Serter Pro Painters of Charleston. How you doing, Marty?
Hey, Tim. Good to see you again.
You too. Marty, take a moment and tell everybody about Serter Pro Painters of Charleston.
Sure. I am the owner of Serter Pro Painters of Charleston. We are part of a national brand of 300-plus owners in a all focus on commercial and residential painting. And again, you know, having that national brand is really important because we're able to have good relationships with our vendors, and our vendors support us in that regard. But also, every single one of the owners, in terms of their local ownership, it really focuses on committing to excellence and delivering on our promises. And so we're all work together to make sure that that happens naturally to grow the brand.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just gave some really good reasons why it makes sense to work with a nationally backed company. But also, if somebody has a problem or something like that, if they hire Serter Pro Painters, and it's not unusual to get a call back at some point, mm-hmm. A customer can know that instead of maybe hiring an independent paint contractor that they may be able to reach, maybe not. They definitely would be able to reach Serter Pro Painters.
That's true, and it goes back to that local ownership, right? My wife and I own the company. This is our home, and this will be our home for quite some time to come until we're asked not to be here anymore. And mm-hmm. I don't have power over that. That's a God thing. But that's the very good point. There is that one of our values is delivering on our promises, and there's a lot of times in this industry, as you know, that folks will have work done and there'll be some issues after the fact and they're unable to find that contractor, and we're locally, people can always access us. And you're right, when those things do happen, they get priority because the work's not done until the customer is completely satisfied. Mm-hmm.
What would you say the big difference is between Serter Pro Painters of Charleston and other painting contractors here in the Charleston area?
There's some really good painting contractors in this market for sure. But the difference that where we separate ourselves from what I would call the masses is we're a professionally managed company. I have an office manager who is responsible for taking calls from customers to set up estimate appointments and managing our production schedule for our crews. I have two professional estimators who have background in contracting. And so they're able to not only go out and talk to the customer about just the painting piece of it, but also things such as structural deficiencies or things of that nature that need to occur before a home is repainted. And then our crews are exceptional. We hire only professional, experienced crews that have multiple years of experience. And then across our crews, we have some specialties such as stucco repair, carpentry, and things of that nature. So having those combined people part of this business, it really makes us an effective organization.
So, painting is one of those do-it-yourself projects.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And so someone can't just call themselves a painter and be hired by Serter Pro Painters.
That's exactly right. In fact, I am the screener of those decisions. In fact, I just left a meeting talking to a professional painter. And you're right. They have to be really not only serious about it and have years of experience, but we look for people that take pride in what they do, because some people think that it's not a skill, and painting is a skill. And the ones that are professional that have been doing it for years, it's an art form, really. And they take great pride in what they do. And when they finish a job, I always say that they're putting their signature on it, not just Serter Pro, but their personal signature. And the ones that understand that are the ones that do quite well, and they do amazing work.
Mm-hmm. Has Serter Pro Painters ever come in after a homeowner has tried to do a do-it-yourself project themselves and then just either ran out of time or just mm-hmm. had it up to here with being frustrated because it just didn't turn out the way they expected?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And you mentioned it's the ultimate do-it-yourself activity. I think everybody's painted something mm-hmm. in their life. And that's the beauty of this business, is that our customers have that sense of appreciation of what it actually takes to paint and the labor that goes into the preparation. But yes, we have had to go back and do a little bit of cleanup after somebody has either given up or the results haven't been what they expected. And unfortunately, we've done that for fall behind some contractors that were hired that, as you mentioned before, that the customer can no longer reach them.
Mm-hmm. It's exterior painting season now. Mm-hmm. Talk about that.
Right. So typically this is a time when everybody gets outside their home and spends time with their family, and they look back at their house and they say, oh, I forgot to call the painters. Mm-hmm. And so we get a lot of activity now, and that becomes a big focus of our business is exterior painting. And one of the things that we live in a beautiful environment, great weather, proximity to the ocean, but at the same time, it's very harsh on our homes and exterior structures. So this is the time when people start to see things such as chalking, which is that white film is on the outside of the house. And when you start seeing that, that's the paint that's deteriorating. It's losing its ability to protect your home. And also with the UV rays that we have around here, you see a lot of decks and stained doors that start to fade and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Is there certain paint colors that will hold up better over the years than others?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's as one would think, dark colors, you know, absorb more heat, right? And that can help to break down the paint. But the biggest part is when people don't use professional, commercial quality paint. And on our jobs, we use our lowest rung of paint is a high-end commercial paint, right? So that gives more longevity. And also it has properties such as mildicide added to it that help to reject mildew and mold from growing on homes, which again is very common in this area.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind if I ask what brand that CertaPro Painters uses?
We don't have an exclusive brand necessarily, but the big names that you think of, Sherwin-Williams is a really big brand of ours that we use, and then PPG. We use a lot of PPG paint as well. And then to a lesser extent, Benjamin Moore. But, again, at a certain level, a lot of those paints have a lot of the same properties, but at the end of the day, we always choose the best brand and product within that product family mm-hmm. that's right for the application.
I've always heard that the trick to a good paint job is always use quality paint, and don't ever mm-hmm. cheap out and buy the less expensive paint because it's a small part of the whole painting budget.
Right.
So you just want to put the best possible paint you can on your house.
That is so true. On an exterior home, it's to go from a low quality to a high quality, you're talking dollars per gallon. Mm-hmm. And then over the cost of the job, that's maybe 1% difference going from a low end to a high end paint.
Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about CertaPro Painters of Charleston?
Yeah, sure. So, the one thing they can do is they can access it directly on charleston.certapro.com. And if they go out there, they can set up a free estimate and pick a time that's of their choosing. And then that automatically book a free estimate. The other way that they can reach us is they can call us directly at 843-870-7856. And one thing I was talking about with you earlier, Tim, is that for those that do call that number and they mention Charleston Home and Design, I will double our current discount, which is currently we do $200 off of $2,000 or more, but if they mention Charleston Home and Design, we'll double that for exterior jobs.
Good deal, $400 off. That, mm-hmm. that definitely makes a dent. Well, wonderful. We have been talking with Marty Uchin with CertaPro Painters of Charleston. Thanks so much, Marty.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Charleston Amish Furniture. They're located at 1401 Sam Rutenberg Boulevard in West Ashley, right across from Publix. And they have a big Memorial Day weekend sale going on right now. And if you don't get a chance to stop by today, you could stop by on Monday. They'll be open on Monday. And also, they're going to be serving a big free barbecue chicken dinner on Monday as well. So stop by, you get a half a chicken that they're barbecuing here, plus some Amish noodles and an Amish cookie. And that's happening on Monday starting at 11 o'clock at Charleston Amish Furniture. And now we're talking with Steve Lefebvre with Handyman Connection. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good. Steve, take a moment and tell everybody about Handyman Connection.
Handyman Connection is a business that's been in the area since 2000. We have serviced well over, we have well over 20,000 customers in our database that we maintain their homes for, take care of the smallest to the largest of repairs, whether for the most part we do it directly with in-house craftsmen employees. Once in a while, if it's something like, say, roofing I'm not insured for, I have a contractor company that I have confidence in that I would recommend. So even if we can't do the work for them, we can find somebody who does. Again, it's smallest to the biggest. We've changed light bulbs, hard to reach light bulbs or broken light bulbs, to full house remodels after the floods we had a couple years back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's something that people may not be aware of. Handyman Connection, you think of a handyman as being somebody who comes in and does some of the small things around the house, but talk about some of the big remodel projects that Handyman Connection has been involved in and is capable of doing.
Yeah, so at the home shows, if you visit us, we always tell people not to let the name fool them. It's my job now is to let people know about these renovations. And yeah, we do high-end bathroom remodels. We do kitchen. We've done multiple kitchens in the area. They don't have to be high-end. We've worked through, I would say, 25-30 mile radius around North Charleston, so we service the entire area.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, after the floods a couple Octobers ago, we did a house up in the Ladson area that we had to replace everything from the 4-foot mark down. She found us through Better Business Bureau and was really looking for a contractor that had great reviews, insurance, properly insured, and we were able to put that house together and give them back their home. They were living in a hotel for a long period of time. So it's nice to work for somebody on a personal basis, mm-hmm. as well. And most of our customers, like that one where we do the large projects, by the time we're done, they stay in touch. We become friends. We become a household name to them. And that's the personal attention we give each customer.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we show up to change a doorknob that broke, or we do one of my favorites that we've recently done was we changed a gentleman's balcony patio into living space, and his goal was to put it together so when his grandson slept over, they had a place that he could sleep. When we finished the job, my guys finished, I think on a Thursday, and I went for the walkthrough on Friday. And when I got there, it was fully decorated, and they were moved in, and he put his reading chair in. It is now his favorite room in the house, and he spends most of at least an hour a day in it. And it was just cool because it started out as, we just want to do a little room for him,
mm-hmm.
and now it's his favorite room.
Right. So. Well, that's amazing you can be responsible for that kind of happiness that homeowner's experiencing now.
Yeah. Two of our biggest expenses for all of us is our vehicle and our homes.
Mm-hmm.
And I do this analogy with customers and with my craftsmen as I train them. We have car troubles. Most of the time we bring it either to a garage or the dealer. And, yeah, they'll shuttle us here, shuttle us there, but it costs a good amount of money to have a car worked on, and we have to bring it to them. The difference is we're bringing the garage to you,
mm-hmm.
and we can bring all the materials and all the tools we need to work on your biggest investment, and we know it's your home, and that's our goal, is to make people comfortable that we're there. All of our guys are background checked, so we try to ease people's minds that way. Each craftsman is vetted personally by me, so it's a personal experience. We're a smaller company. We are growing, but we're going to grow at a pace where I can still vet each craftsman, and we can give that same type of service that we've been given for years.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to the homeowner who might, I don't know, they might be driving by some contractors in their neighborhood or something and without any kind of research, you know, write down their phone number or something, or maybe they see a truck in traffic and they write down the number. versus, you know, what should a homeowner be doing in terms of vetting a contractor before they hire them?
Great question. It's not a problem getting those phone numbers. Do your research after you find the phone number. Look them up online. Check their credentials. The biggest things I can tell you, and check reviews. I personally won't hire or purchase anything that has 5-star reviews. There's nobody's perfect. There's 4.6 to 4.9 stars is the sweet spot of reality. Mm-hmm. We've had issues, but the difference is if you look what we do to take care of it. Key questions, certificate of insurance, make sure they have their liability insurance and that it's paid to date, check the dates. Make sure they have workers' comp. Mm-hmm. What a lot of customers don't understand, and I found this out, is there is a law that states if you have less than 4 employees, you don't need workers' comp in the state. That's all well and good. But if a guy gets hurt at your property and he gets hurt bad enough and he can't pay his bills, he's going to find an attorney, and they're going to come after wherever they can to get the money. And so to protect yourself, it's not just liability, it's workers' comp is very important. And make sure they have their proper licensing.
Right.
There's specialty licenses, there's residential builder licenses, and there's also business licenses for every county we work in.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be insulted if someone were to ask you some of those questions or ask you to produce that kind of documentation?
Absolutely not. I actually carry it with we carry it with us on the larger projects. It's in we have a book with pictures of our work we've done, and it's in there. But yeah, we can readily get that information to any customer. I encourage customers to ask.
I think part of the reason why a homeowner may not do that kind of research is they wish they could snap their finger and the project is finished and they're in their new space. But obviously that's not reality, and it's very busy right now. I mean, how far out is Handyman Connection working these days?
It varies, but right now we're booked out probably close to a month. We can get out and give pricing. And to be honest with you, on larger projects, that's not so bad because we're going to help walk you through the process. And part of that process is, and some customers we go and they're already prepared, but, we need to pick out colors and pick out designs. And if we have to order tile, there could be a 2-week lead time. So being a month out isn't the end of the world.
Right.
It actually helps. And we can talk to the customer about how the project's going to go. I always tell customers there's an excitement curve. They're excited when the job starts. They're excited to see it ongoing. And then a couple weeks into it, then they're starting to get discouraged, and I want you out of my house. And then all of a sudden the job's done and the excitement comes back. Mm-hmm. So I love having those conversations to prep a customer. But being somewhat prepared if you can. If you can't, we have people. My wife is my designer, so... consultant, we recommend her if a customer needs that type of assistance as well. But snap the finger and done. if you can find a guy who is not too busy, there's probably a reason. And unfortunately, too many times I've had to go in after somebody hired the wrong person, and it end up costing 1.5 to 2.5 times as much because we have to undo what they did, and then start again.
Right. They're available now because maybe they walked off the job, their last job or something like that. So there's a million bad stories, so you might as well hire a reputable contractor to get the work done, and it'll be worth it in the long run.
Yep.
Well, how can folks get more information about Handyman Connection?
Well, we are online at, you just search handymanconnection.com, www.handymanconnection.charleston. Our phone number is 843-529-9400. We have a national call center to take initial calls, and once you have an appointment, you'll be able to connect directly with the home office.
Good deal. Well, we've been talking with Steve LaFave with Handyman Connection. Thanks so much, Steve. And now we're talking with Patrick Stewart and Brian Jordan with Holy City Exteriors and Holy City Shutters. How are you folks doing?
Doing Doing well. How are you?
Good, good.
Thanks for having us.
Sure. Take a moment and tell everybody about Holy City Exteriors and Holy City Shutters.
Well, Holy City Exteriors is the parent company. We initially started around 3 years ago. We primarily have been working in the new home market. We've recently branched out and started doing some remodels and some roofing, as well as, you know, sunroom additions, screen port additions, whatnot. And we kind of started the shutter company out of necessity. We found that it was very difficult to get shutters in a timely manner and a quality product. So we started producing shutters in 17, and really excited about the future with the shutter company and the exterior company.
Good deal. Well, let's talk about what kinds of services does the exterior side of the business, Holy City Exteriors, offer?
We do anything from screen porch additions to full tear-off resides and everything in between.
Okay. So let's talk about, like, resides. Who may need their house to be resided?
Just about anyone in the climate we have in Charleston. Got a old wood shiplap siding or vinyl and you want an upgrade, or if you have some moisture issues that have been caused over the years, then we can come out and ascertain what we need to as far as what we can do to help you out with the new siding. There's several options available.
How would they know that maybe it's the siding that maybe is causing a problem? Like, what kinds of telltale signs will they notice?
A lot of times you'll see, you know, moisture issues in and around windows. A lot of times you'll be able to tell by, you know, if the wood is soft, obviously you've got some sort of moisture and rot. And overall, just the general appearance. Obviously, wood doesn't hold paint as well as fiber cement, and, you know, vinyl fades, so it's pretty easy to spot.
What about a lot of the older homes have got that asbestos siding on the house? Do you guys usually take that off, or you go right over the top of it?
Both are an option. It depends on how, you know, what kind of shape it's in. If you have to remove it, then that's an additional task that has to be done by an abatement team, obviously, which we have access to. So typically we try to go over it to not disturb it, but it can be done either way.
Gotcha. And what kinds of siding are people asking for as far as, like, new construction and also remodeling?
New construction, you see, you know, the common names, Hardy Plank, obviously, Allura, some Nichiha is your main three fiber cement products. And in vinyl, I mean, you're looking at, you know, everything from CertainTeed to Royal Mastic. There's higher end vinyls obviously out there rather than your construction grade. Color Plus is big now because obviously people in this climate, you know, have to paint more often than some in more mild climates. And this is a product where it comes completely 100% finished grade product, so it's paint ready to go.
I remember when I, many years ago, when I built a garage, had a garage built, they were installing the siding, and I got to talking with the contractor that was there, and he was saying that he's worked for people who have said, you need to put that cement siding, every joint needs to be very, very tight, and he knew that was not the right way to install. So there's right ways to install, and there's incorrect ways, right?
That's absolutely right. We work very closely, just about every lot that we walk, with a James Hardy regional installation manager. We have a program called FTQ 360 that we utilize through James Hardy. So FTQ 360 is a program that we utilize with James Hardy that has a very, very fundamental checklist of beginning to end and everything involved, their installation guidelines and practices, and we use that on job sites.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. How did you both get started with Holy City Exteriors and Holy City Shutters?
I've actually been in the construction business my entire life. In and around my family was cabinet makers, and my father owned the first vinyl siding company in my hometown in the upstate. So I've been around it, and Patrick and I actually met in college, and I brought him on last year as we were growing to be my right-hand man. So.
Gotcha. So you've had that experience working for others, maybe making any mistakes that you need to be making. Now you're on your own.
Yeah, it's fun and stressful at the same time. We're, you know, growing really fast, and we're very excited about what the future holds.
What's I know the market's red hot right now. If somebody called Holy City Exteriors and Holy City Shutters and had a project, how quickly would you be able to get to them?
Yeah, it depends on the project. If it's a tear-off reside, something like that, we're probably, you know, within a month. Shutters are turning around in 3 to 4 weeks. So we're not that far out.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the shutters side of things. We've got hurricane season is fast approaching, and but not everybody needs impact-rated shutters for their home. Holy City Shutters sells both types?
Yeah, correct, yeah. We sell aluminum shutters that are rated, and we sell aluminum that are unrated. Obviously, the unrated are a little more price conscious. We do the composite that we build out of right now is an unrated, specifically decorative, but they are functional.
And I've noticed, it seems like they're putting houses very, very close to each other, maybe 6 feet apart. People want their privacy, and maybe a set of Bahama shutters can on the porch can really help to give you that privacy.
We see a lot of that. There's several neighborhoods that we're doing just about every porch because of that very reason. Just the distance in between is not enough. Also, you get a shade factor involved with it, and aesthetically, it's just beautiful to look at when you're sitting out and having some sweet tea at the end of a long day.
Mm-hmm. What's the most popular style of shutters that Holy City Shutters is selling these days?
We sell mostly what we're selling is large Bahamas, and obviously we offer every color in the Sherwin-Williams color palette, so you can get them in any size, shape. You can get, a lot of people are ordering just half shutters for their privacy, so just down to the caps of the railing, so you have a little more airflow. Mm-hmm. And then there's people on slab homes that are putting them on, all three sides of their porches for complete privacy.
Mm-hmm. Back to the Holy City exterior side of things, waterproofing your home. That's what you want to keep the water out. Are there any tricks of the trade that you folks employ to make sure that that house is waterproof and airtight?
Yeah, we follow all of our product guidelines. Anything from wrapping a house, we absolutely follow every guideline there, which was house wrap. We also make sure that everything's taped up as we go. As he said, follow Hardy installation guidelines or Allura guidelines, whichever company we're using. And, it's important to get guidance from the manufacturer. And like Patrick mentioned, we work very closely with both the Allura reps and the Hardy reps to ensure that we're doing it above and beyond.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Holy City Exteriors and Holy City Shutters?
They can give us a call at our office at 843-789-4123. Or they can send in a request for an inquiry to have us come out and just take a look for them. Our exteriors website is holycityexteriors.com, shutter company is holycityshuttercompany.com, and you can contact me directly, 843-647-8807, and usually I can get out within a day or two.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Patrick Stewart and Brian Jordan with Holy City Exteriors and Holy City Shutters. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Talking about a home.
Been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in next Saturday